Hello, this is Kevin Parsley on the Kevin Parsley Podcast. I finally want to speak about the Tory Lanez guilty verdict. A lot of people are upset saying that Roc Nation is the reason for this. But, you know, listen, man. A lot of things went crazy that night. Everybody was drunk. But one thing that was right in the chat was that it seemed like the jurors thought that he shot her. And I remember like the day prior to the verdict coming out, it was something about the willfully, or did he do it willfully or on purpose, right? And that told me that, oh, he believes that they shot her, that he shot her. I think that the reason why it came to a guilty verdict is because of the original Kelsey Harris testimony, which was that from September, which was that Tory shot her. Then when the trial doing, she goes up there doing the trial, and she wants to plead the fifth and all this stuff. It's crazy. And I think that's what did him in. And then a witness that his team brought up there says, oh, I saw a dude, a little dude, shooting the gun or something like that. And, you know, it was crazy, but I'm so happy that Meg is finally, you know, it's a tricky situation, you know, because, well, we all want to believe black women when they suffer. We also have to find out facts, you know. A lot of black people were traumatized by Jussie Smollett and lying on those Africans, saying that they kidnapped him. So, you know, it made people skeptical of what was being reported. And I want to talk about how everybody always talking about how, or why did Meg say that she stepped on glass at first? I don't know if any of y'all understand this, but maybe she did it because she wanted to protect him. I guess he kept running his mouth, and that's why she finally came out and said that he shot her. Because at the end of the day, right, it's like, you know, I compared it to Justice Smollett just seconds ago. Why was he lying? she's one of the biggest female artists in the game, in the rap game. Like, come on. But, you know, people can also ask, why did Justice Smollett have to lie? He just came off being one of the biggest actors in the Empire. You know? So, it's a thing with the vibe between black women and black men, for sure. I feel like black men don't protect them all that much. So, it's a vibe there. Everybody is blaming Roc Nation and Jay-Z. Oh man, it's the thing going on of everybody having their I blame Roc Nation jokes on Twitter. It's so funny. But right now it's a conspiracy theory that one of the two jurors were for Roc Nation, and that was in the case. Like, it was just nuts. And, you know, it's talk that she's going to be suing the people who put out the original report of him being not guilty. Yeah, I gotta wait for that. Let me see what else. Early this morning, the Bengals, they scared me at the end, but they won. By the way, I just wanna say this too. It's part of the reason why I gotta be more consistent with my podcast. I have seen the analytics, and man, 33% female. I appreciate all y'all women listening to me. I wonder what the groups listen to me, like, is it the racial groups, like, is it black men and black women listening to me? And I talk a lot about race on this podcast. This ain't no one-dimensional podcast. I know that I'm mainly sports, but that's why I have to be more consistent. I love seeing those analytics come in of young people listening to me. My female demographic is 33%. So, if you're a female listening, and I need to see y'all tag me in y'all Twitter. It's _ Kendall or _ Mr. Parts on Twitter, man. I need to see y'all tag me. Okay? Alright. So, yeah, the Bengals, they won. They scared me, but that's just not sports. They're going to scare you sometimes. Alright. So, part of the reason why I'm kind of whispering is because it is so early. I don't want to wake anybody up with my loud mouth. I'll talk to you guys later.